Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Ethos Chicago Bulls coverage show. I am your host, Keith Cork. Actually, I'm not your host today, but I am Keith Cork, and I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy here, Mr. Trey Hill, who's actually going to be the host today, because we do have a special episode for you guys. We are also welcoming my brother, Mr. Brandon Cork, to the pod here again. He's a friend of the pod, been on the pod several times. You guys should be familiar with him at this point, but we have a special episode. We are going to be doing a Bulls trivia show for you guys. So if you guys are Bulls fans, you guys need just a little bit of a pick-me-up after this disappointing season, this is going to be it for you. So Trey is going to be the host for it, and it's going to be me against my brother. We've both been longtime Bulls fans, so I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, who comes out on top here. Trey's going to have some hard questions for us. So maybe we both fail, and you guys are going to do better than us. We don't know. But Trey,
when we decided your brother was coming on, we were trying to figure out what we were going to do episode-wise. And the only reason you have ever postponed a Bulls podcast with me is because you wanted to catch trivia night with your wife. And so I know you love trivia as much as you love the Bulls. So I came up with 15 questions for you guys, and we're just going to have you pick a number between 1 and 15. I'll ask the question, and then whoever gets it right, they get to keep going. And I'll keep track of the points, and we'll see who wins. Brandon, since you're the guest, you get to go first. Again, just pick a number 1 through 15.
All right. Let's go with 3.
3. Okay. And this is total. So who are the 10 leading scorers in Bulls history? So total points as a Chicago Bull.
So we're doing this list-wise. We're going to go back and forth.
Yeah, so Brandon, you'll say a name, and then Keith will say a name, and we go back and forth until somebody gets it wrong.
Okay. Michael Jordan?
Yep, number 1.
Scottie Pippen.
Number 2.
Derrick Rose?
No, not on the list. Oh! So Keith, you get a point. The list goes Bob Love at 3. Uh-huh. Luol Deng at 4, Jerry Sloan at 5, and the top 5 all have 10,000 points. From there it goes Chet Walker, Artis Gilmore, Kirk Heinrich, Reggie Theus, and Zach LaVine, actually. Had more points as a Chicago Bull than Derrick Rose, which surprised me, too. That one really picked me up. That was I wrote in my notes how many I got, and I got Deng because I knew for some reason that Deng had a lot of points. But I guess Derrick Rose next. So I only got 3 more than you, Brandon. So don't feel
Derrick
too
Rose
bad.
Rose is going to be my next answer. So I'm glad my brother went before I did, because I would have been the one that lost that one. I thought for sure he'd be in the top 10.
Right? So did I.
I should have definitely guessed Kirk, because he's got the most threes of all time,
most
right?
Threes, yeah.
I think he's, right. Well, that's not on the list. So I'm glad I didn't include that one.
Yeah.
But all right, Keith. Number 3 is out of the picture, but 1 through 15.
Lucky number, Tony Kukoc.
Number 7. All right. What was the name of the first NBA team in Chicago?
It was – oh, God, I know this. Crap. It was the my God. I know this. I really do. I've seen this before. It's, like, at the tip of my tongue. I want to say Packers. It's not it. It's the football team. But
you're very close. You're very close, but no. Yeah, the Packers is actually the second name of the second Chicago NBA team. But there was a team before that. Brandon, do you have a guess?
Oh no, I know. I know. Come back to me.
I'm gonna guess the Cardinals.
Zephyrs. Nope, so, Zephyrs.
No, that was after the Packers. Fuck. It was actually the Chicago Stags. They were there for one season before they folded. So that was a little bit of a tricky one. But yeah, there was the Stags.
I think I should get a.
And then there was the Packers.
I should get a quarter point for the Packers answer. That's my two cents there.
And you still have control of the board. So where are we headed?
Okay. Let's go with number 9.
All right. I think all three of us can agree. We've loved Patrick Beverley so far since he's been on the Chicago Bulls, right? Brandon, do you have thoughts on Patrick Beverley real quick?
I love the energy. I love everything that he's bringing to the team. It seems like they're playing harder on the defensive end, and he's bringing that competitiveness back a little bit. So I love it.
And I think every team that Patrick Beverley has played for would say those things. He has played for 4 other teams in the NBA. Keith, name a team.
Okay, I know all these. So Minnesota Timberwolves, that's my first answer.
Correct. Brandon?
Lakers.
Yep.
Clippers.
Yep.
And the Rockets.
Yep. Okay, so the tiebreaker then. Keith, what team was he drafted by?
Shoot. I'm gonna go off on a limb here. I don't know. So I'm going to go ahead and say that first and foremost. I'm going to say the Trailblazers.
It was the Lakers, actually. He was drafted by the Lakers, but played 3 years overseas and ended up playing for the Rockets as his first NBA team. But no points there. But because you didn't get the tiebreaker, I'm going to let Brandon have control of the board from now. 3, 7, and 9 are off the table.
All right. Let's go with my favorite player of all time, number 1.
Tracy McGrady.
The question is, we all know that the Bulls traded to get Scottie Pippen. Who was the player that the Bulls ended up trading away?
I'm going to go with Charles Oakley.
Nope. Keith, any ideas? It was the 10th pick in that draft.
Clyde Drexler.
Nope, Olden Polynice.
Polynice, oh, okay.
It was just a random one that I don't know why, but it's always stuck in my head since I was a little kid.
Wow.
So Brandon, go ahead, pick another.
Let's go with 6.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
All right, so Derrick Rose is the youngest MVP, but he didn't win it in his first year. What 2 players did? You got to get both to get the point.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with Jerry Sloan.
Oh, these aren't Bulls players, by the way. These are guys to win MVP.
Oh, okay.
He's telling you you're wrong. So change the answer real quick.
Okay, yeah. No. Pass. Go ahead.
Pass.
You don't have a guess?
I do have an answer
youngest,
for this one. I know one
MVP
at least.
There's two guys who have came into the league and immediately won MVP as rookies.
Pretty sure I know the answer.
One of them holds every record.
I think I know one.
Look into my eyes.
One of them holds every record ever.
I'm gonna take a wild guess. I'm gonna say Magic Johnson.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say Bill Russell.
You were 0 for 2, Keith. What do you got for me?
Wait, what? Magic didn't win it in his rookie year. Oh, I'm in trouble then. I was gonna say Magic Johnson and Oscar Robertson.
Oh, I was worried this one might be too easy. It's actually Wilt Chamberlain and Wes Unseld.
We got that way wrong.
So good for me for knowing that one. But I wanted to throw a couple in that weren't Bulls related because I just wanted to throw you guys off a little bit.
Just to show how dumb we are.
Yeah,
I got
okay.
You
definitely got me.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad. All right, Keith, you go ahead and pick a number. We've done 1, 3, 6, 7, and 9.
Let's do 11.
All right, so this one is a number. Keith, you can either pick the number and have Brandon say whether it's higher or lower, or you can make him pick the number. And the question is, what is the highest amount, what's the most points the Bulls have scored in a game? In the history of the franchise, what is the most points they've ever gotten?
I'm going to let my brother guess.
So are we including overtime on this, or is it just regular?
Yeah. Overtime is included, just the highest total they've ever finished.
I'm going to say 144.
That's a good guess. That's better than I thought you'd do. Shoot. That might be your spot. I'm going to go over. That might be spot on, though.
Keith takes the commanding 2-0 lead. It is 168, actually.
168. Jeez. What is that?
Yes, 2019, I think it was. And then the next one after that was 156 in 1984, I believe it was. So, Keith, you've got 2 points. What question are we going with next?
Let's go 13. All the odds. Let's do it.
All right. We all love the Bulls team where Derrick Rose won MVP. Mm-hmm. Right? We love that team. There were 12 players who played at least 10 games and at least 10 minutes a game. We're going to name them.
You said
so from the
players?
2011-2012 team where Derrick Rose won the MVP, and I'm kind of giving one away there, there are 12 players who played at least 10 minutes a game.
12 players, okay.
In at least, and they played in at least 10 games.
This is the MVP year.
Yeah, I don't expect you guys to get them all, but I think it'll be fun
we'll
going
see.
Back and forth.
We'll see. All right, so Derrick Rose. I'm going to go with Derrick Rose.
Rip Hamilton.
Oh man, I thought for sure that one was gonna be the surprise. Yeah, all right, he's got Rip off the Rip.
I'm Luol Deng.
Yep.
Carlos Boozer.
Yep.
Joakim Noah.
Yep.
So we got the starting five. Good job.
Yep. Now it's time for the bench mob.
CJ Watson.
Yes.
Ooh, you go with a tough one. Keith Bogans.
No Taj Gibson.
Oh man,
no,
I was
all
oh,
of course.
Oh yeah, she. Yeah.
Brandon, congratulations! You are on the board, sir, with great pulls. Both Richard Hamilton and C.J. Watson. I did not expect you guys to pull those ones out. Bogans, I did kind of think he might trip one of you two up because he was that starter for so long beside Derrick Rose where we all just loathed him being there. But congrats, Brandon, on getting on the board. That was excellent. Excellent, sir. So where are we going next?
Thank you. Let's go 15.
All right, we've already done points, but now we're going to do assists. Who are the top 10 assists in Bulls history? I had the same reaction when I looked it up. I decided the questions before I looked at the answers, and then I looked some of them up and went, oh, man.
I got to say Scotty.
Yeah, number two.
Well, Michael's got to be on there too, though.
He is. He's number one.
Okay. Is Jerry Sloan up there?
Oh, you bastard. That's who I was going to tell
you. Well, I don't know, you're not calling him a bastard for any reason because he's not on there.
Oh, he's not on there.
He is not. No, Kirk Heinrich is three. Norm Van Leer, four. Derrick Rose, five. Which, really? That surprises me. Derrick Rose wasn't there in points, but he was there in assists.
Our assist leaders are kind of weak, man. Come on now.
Reggie Theus at six. Paxton, seven. Bob Weiss, eight. Tom Boerwinkle nine. Yeah. And Kukoc at 10.
Interesting.
All right. So, Keith, you got the point on that one, too. So, and where are we headed next?
Let's see. We did all the odds. I'm going to go 14.
All right. The last of the stats. We're going rebounds.
Top 10 rebounds?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go with Joakim Noah.
Yes. Number four on the list.
Come on, Brandon.
Dennis Rodman.
Not on the list.
He's not?
Really?
No, what? He's not. Wow. He didn't play for the Bulls long enough. He was only there for a couple of years.
That's true. He played for the Pistons. That was the issue. Spurs.
That's what
1,200 rebounds in 1 year.
Well, number 10 was Bob Love with 4,000.
Yeah, okay, wait. Let me see if I can guess. What about Artis Gilmore? He on there?
Yeah, he's six.
Boerwinkle.
Yeah, he's number two.
Is he on there? Okay.
Yeah,
he's number two? Wow. Yeah.
Horace Grant on there?
Oh, what about Johnny Red Kerr?
Yeah, Horace Grant is on there. Nice one, Brandon.
Is Johnny Red Kerr on there?
No.
No.
All right, so we've got Bob Love at 10, Luol Deng at 9, Dave Greenwood at 8, Sloan at 5, and number one, Michael Jordan. And I honestly thought about changing them after I did the rebounds and assists, and I didn't know very many of them. But when I saw that Michael Jordan led the team in points, rebounds, and assists, I just wanted to have them all three on here so I could point that out because he is the greatest of all time, and there's just no doubt in my mind.
That's right. So, LeBron lovers. Suck on that.
Now that I've gotten that out of the way, it looks like we have 1, 2, 4, 5. Oh, no, we already did one. We've got two. Looks like we have 2, 4, 5, 8, 10, and 12.
It's me to pick?
Yes.
I'm going to go 5.
We love the black alternate jerseys that the Bulls have, the pinstripes. What year did they start wearing them?
That's tough, man. That was in the 90s, I think, right? I'm gonna say 92.
Nope. Brandon with a guess. If you're closer, I'm gonna give you the point.
I think it was during his second three-peat. I'm gonna say 96.
Correct. 95-96.
Wow.
Well done, sir.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Tell me.
I knew it was in the 90s because those were slick, but I couldn't remember exactly when.
Right, I remember Kukoc and like the Jordan comeback in the black alternate. That's the only kind of clue I could remember was Kukoc being around. So that was I was hoping somebody might grab onto something like that. Brandon, you're back in control. You're down 1 point. Keith is up 3-2, but you've got control of the board. So where are we going?
What were the ones we had left?
2, 4, 8, 10, and 12.
2, 4, 8. Let's go 4.
All right, so we had the Jordan era, and it was amazing. But we didn't really get to enjoy that as much. So for us growing up, the really first big era we got to get amped for was the Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler Twin Towers era that we were just – that was going to be the next dynasty, right? How many players can we name from that, their rookie year? So I've got – it looks like – there were a whopping 17 players that played at least 10 minutes and at least 10 games. Let's see how many of them we can get from
their rookie year.
Yeah, so it's the Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler rookie year. So I think that was like 2001, 2002.
Can I get a hint? 2001, 2002. Okay. Yeah.
You want me to go look the year up? I'm editing this.
So obviously we're just gonna bypass Curry and Tim. We're not gonna mention them. Name one of their teammates.
Right.
Okay.
You first, son.
Kirk Heinrich?
No.
He was later.
Let me give you a hint. Do you remember when we used to have the headband gang?
Jamal Crawford, bah.
Eddie Robinson.
Eddie Robinson, yeah.
But,
Chris Ancy. Is he on there?
Nope. I'm going to go down the minutes later.
What about
you guys.
Gooden? Yeah, go ahead.
Who?
Drew Gooden?
Nah, he wasn't on that team.
We had Jalen Rose leading the team at 40 minutes a game that year.
That means we had Travis Best, too.
Yep, Travis Best was down there. Ron Mercer, Ron Artest, Brad Miller, Trent Hassel, Marcus Fizer, Charles Oakley, Eddie Robinson, Kevin Ollie, Jamal Crawford, Tyson Chandler, Fred Hoiberg, and Eddie Curry rounding out. And A.J. Guyton.
The coach? A.J. Guyton, I forgot about him. Man, I totally forgot about him.
I mean, it was a very forgettable team. The only ones I was able to get, Jalen Rose, just because I remember Jalen Rose talking about them on his podcast as rookies. And so that's always stuck. And I remember Ron Artest and Brad Miller. That was all I got. So don't feel too bad about striking out early. But Keith, you're still in control. You've got control of the board and you've got the lead. Number 2. All right. We all know that Brandon hates Patrick Williams. Right, we can agree on this, right, Brandon?
Is this for the segment or?
Yeah, a little bit. But okay, right, sure. He is a polarizing player, and a lot of fans have kind of soured on him a little bit. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna name players that were drafted after Patrick Williams in his draft.
Oh, geez.
So who should we have drafted?
Oh, after in that particular draft.
Yeah, so you can't pick Anthony Edwards, who was drafted 1, James Wiseman, who was drafted 2, or LaMelo Ball, who was drafted 3. But you can pick 5, 6, 7, anyone after Patrick Williams. We're just naming the players in the draft class after Patrick Williams.
Man, I'm going to strike out right away. But I believe wasn't Tyrese Halliburton in that draft?
He was. He was drafted number 12 from the by the Sacramento Kings.
This was 2 years ago, right? 3 years ago.
Three years ago. So the draft order was Minnesota, Golden State Warriors at 2, Charlotte at 3, Chicago at 4. Then you had Cleveland at 5, Atlanta at 6, Detroit at 7. New York at 8, Washington at 9, and Phoenix at 10.
Yeah, I'm going to strike out. Shadiq Bey?
Yes, number 19, down at number 19 from Brooklyn.
Well, since you named those teams, I'm going to go with DeAndre Hunter.
Nope, wrong draft. So Brandon pulling out Sadiq Bey was able to get the point, and that ties it up, right?
Who did the Hawks? That wasn't Trae Young, was it? Who did the Hawks? No, that wasn't Trae Young. Who did the Hawks draft that year?
They drafted Onyeka Okongwu at 6. Cleveland drafted Okoro at 5. Isaac Okoro at 5. Yeah. Killian Hayes, 7. Obi Toppin, 8. Devin Vassell went 11. Tyrese Maxey went 21 to Philly. But really, it was you got Tyrese Halliburton, who I expected. I kind of thought maybe Okoro would pop up. That was about it. But I just wanted to point out there's not a lot after Patrick Williams, so we should appreciate the greatness that he is. So there's my agenda. There's my agenda on that question.
You turn the page.
That draft wasn't very memorable, I'll tell you what.
No,
it really wasn't, was it? All right, so we've got 8, 10, and 12 left with a tied game.
All right, let's go 8. Kobe.
All right. So since 1998, the Bulls have drafted 21 rookies in the first round. Let's name them.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man, this will be fun.
All right, well, Kirk Heinrich.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose.
Yep.
Eddie Curry.
Yep.
Joakim Noah.
Yep.
Luol Deng.
Yeah.
Tyson Chandler.
Yep.
Tyrese Thomas.
Yeah.
Wendell Carter Jr.
Yes. Think about the players on the team now, if you're struggling. Players that are on the team now on the rookie contracts.
All right. Patrick Williams.
Yep.
That's a lame one. Come on, man. I don't want to use this one because I want to save it for the end. Let me think about some others. Hold on. Who we've mentioned already. I'm just going to say Denzel Valentine.
Yep.
Dylan Cherry.
Yep.
I don't think we said Marcus Fizer yet.
We have not. We also have a number 1 overall pick still out there and a number 2 overall pick still out there and a number 3 overall pick still out there. We were young. We were kiddos.
Oh, I know. Okay.
Whose turn is it even? I'm not even sure.
It's Brandon's. It's Brandon's turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah, you got me. I have no idea.
Say a name, man. Just say a name.
Yeah, name a Bulls player.
Okay. We said Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bulls guards.
I don't know. Nate Robinson. I know it's not right, but go ahead.
Nope, I was in Kobe White.
Yeah, Kobe White. Elton Brand was the number 1 pick.
Yeah, he was the number 1. Okay.
And then number 2 pick. Wait, dude. We didn't draft Nate Robinson. Yeah. I got the point, right?
yeah, you got the point. Okay.
And then the number 2 guy, and then the number 2 I was just on top of my top. What was I just thinking?
Number
2. Oh my god, I was just thinking of him.
What about number 3?
Ben Gordon. We drafted Ben Gordon.
We drafted Ben Gordon.
We drafted
Taj Gibson. We drafted Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
You said Wendell Carter. And those are the big ones we're missing, along with Jay Williams.
Jay Williams. There you go.
Right. Yep. So, Keith, that
puts
you...
for that Tyus Thomas.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That puts you back in control with the lead, and you get to pick. 8 and 12 are left.
Let's go with number 12.
Oh, wait, 10 and 12. You still going?
Oh, 10.
You going 10 then?
Yeah.
Okay, how many times have the Bulls won 60 plus games in a season?
60 plus?
Do you want to pick the number and guess over under, or do you want him to pick the number?
I made a pick last time. I'll pick. I'm going to say 4.
All right, Brandon, higher or lower?
I think they won more, so higher.
It is higher. So going into the last question, and I don't believe either of you two are going to know this, so I'm going to have to
wait. How many seasons did they score?
Six. Sorry. They won 6. So Brandon and Keith are tied with 1 question left. And I can't believe it comes down to this. But Brandon, let's see if you know it. Question number 12. The Bulls drafted the first Swiss player ever to play in the NBA. Who was it?
Might need a tiebreaker on this one.
I'm going to a tiebreaker right now. Don't you worry.
You said Swiss? First Swiss player.
Luke Longley.
It was in 2006, if that helps.
No clue.
I mean, I know the Euro players that we drafted around then, but I'm trying to think who's Swiss. It's not Dalibor Bogarić. It's not Cornell David. I know where those guys are from. Who is Swiss? I don't know. I'm just going to guess Cornell David. It's wrong. I don't know.
Thabo Sefolosha.
Sefolosha, you're right. No, he was Swiss. Yeah, you're right.
All right. So since you were both wrong,
you're right.
I've come up with a solution. Greatest team ever, win 72 and a ring. We're gonna name that roster. The 95-96 Chicago Bulls were going. They had to play 10 minutes and they had to play at least 10 games. There's 9 players. Or no, 10.
9 players?
No, there's 11. Sorry. I was looking at started. Okay. There's 11 players. We'll see how far we get. Brandon, you go
so
first.
Who starts? Brandon starts? Okay.
All right. Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Scottie Pippen.
Yep.
Dennis Rodman.
Yep. Top 3 minute getters right there.
Tony Kukoc.
Yep.
Luke Longley.
Yes. Top 5 minute getters.
Bill Wennington.
Yes.
Steve Kerr.
Yes.
Jeb Bushler.
How did you know that? he was the one at the very bottom that I was like, oh, I guess I have to count him.
Shit, yes, I should have said that.
Ron Harper.
Yes. Great pull. Not as good as whatever he just said.
Jeb Bushler.
Yeah, no, for sure.
All right, Keith, do you have any more?
I'm trying to think who we named already.
If you can say it, and if you – oh. They've already been named.
Well, I mean, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, we've said that one.
Oh, we did already? Oh.
Yep.
We already said – he's okay. Ron Harper, we already said – where he said Steve Kerr. Oh, B.J. Armstrong.
Congratulations, Brandon. You have won the first edition of Sports Ethos Bulls Trivia.
Craig Hodges was
a fun question.
Was it Craig Hodges? Who was on that team?
No, Craig Hodges. There was Bill. Did we say Bill Wennington?
Yeah, we said Bill.
So there was Dickie Simpkins.
Dickie Simpkins. We didn't say him.
And John Sally.
John Sally, oh shit.
That was it. You named 9. Nine of 11 of the players that played on the best team ever. So after, you know, there were a couple questions. I know you were both a little disappointed in your answers. I could see it on your faces. But to close it out like that was just bravo, gentlemen, on just a great job. Well done.
Should have got Dickie Simpkins. I remember him trying to handle the ball down the floor. And that guy was bad. He was terrible. All right, man. Well, that's going to do it for us, though, guys. I hope you guys had as much fun as we did Trey, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for putting this out for us. Brandon, you may have won this one. This is just a battle. As you know, being my brother, there's a long war in front of us. So we will rekindle this, and I will beat your you-know-what next time around. But congratulations on your win. And thanks, guys. If you guys aren't following the show out there, go follow at Ethos Bulls. Follow me on Twitter at BSBP. Keith, Trey, where can people follow you, man?
On Twitter at Final Final.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And it's time. Hey, let's go Bulls.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.